Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. On a late summer afternoon at the Goethe Institute in Washington, D.C., visual artist Simon Minna begins to address a small group of people. Behind him, two grainy black and white photographs of a busy street are being projected onto a screen.
My name is Simon Minna. I'm an artist, but my work pretty much focuses on the nature of images, how images are used and utilized very often against us.
It's the latest in a long string of exhibit openings and lectures he's given about his research in the photographic archives of the former East German secret police, or the Stasi. Minna's initial interests in the photographs didn't come from historical curiosity, he says, but rather the renewed dialogue about surveillance brought on by the recent NSA revelations.
Very often I came across the topic of surveillance. And as a German, I came to realize that I am in a wonderful position that with the fall of the Berlin Wall 26 years ago, one archive remained of Big Brother in operation, and that was the archive of the East German Stasi.
Minna wasn't interested in surveillance photos that people would typically expect to see, he tells the group, as he flips past images taken of people in busy streets and in front of foreign embassies, but rather how the Stasi worked and operated. He now flips to a photo of a man in a comically large fur hat and matching coat with sunglasses and a mustache. It's obvious that the man is in disguise. As Minna explains that it's part of an official tutorial on disguises, the audience begins to laugh.
We are all laughing about these images, but we have to keep in mind that this was meant seriously, and they were fully aware that this looks ridiculous. But they knew it's much more efficient if you let the society know that you are there. So you've enforced them to put control over themselves. If you put out some 2, 3, 4 ridiculous looking Stasi agents, still that gives you the feeling that someone else might be there you missed.
Of course, not all of the photos Minna found in the archives were so comical or obvious. The next picture he shows is the one he describes as the most terrible.
On one side, it's a picture of an unmade bed, but it's far more than that. It's a far more terrible image because it's also the picture of an unmade bed before it's thoroughly searched.
He explains that when Stasi agents would break into people's homes, which Minna says was unconstitutional in itself, they would take a snapshot of the room so that they could return everything back to their original positions without the owners noticing. An act, he says, very much mirrors the reality of surveillance today.
So they broke the law to protect the law, which sounds all too familiar nowadays.
Minna eventually published some of the most interesting photographs he found in a book called Top Secret: Images from the Stasi Archives.
Thank you.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Alex Curley.